Right, just wanted to catch up on what's happening with the bin tax campaign at the moment with the collections, and also just an overview of the court cases, just your viewpoint of the court cases that have been placed.
An update on what's happening in the bin charges at the moment is that the council have moved to implement non-collection of non-tagged bags in the Dublin City Council area. They have been fairly cautious over the last 3 weeks. They started on the week of the 11th of February, and they've been doing a piecemeal, trying to hit different areas at different times. But we heard from this Wednesday that all areas are going to be affected.
For bags or for bins
bags
as well?
For bags. The reason why the council are doing this is they do not want to go in hard-nosed into all the areas and create a backlash. They're trying to pick off different sections at a time. Now, there's been huge resistance, particularly in places like East Wall. Over the last 3 weeks, they've consistently gone out and throwing bags into the back of the truck, which we are claiming that, and we are pushing the issue that under the Air Pollution Act, that we are quite entitled to do that once it's a receptacle for waste. We can throw the bags in the back of the truck, and that is a receptacle. And there was a case in Drogheda, local authority, against a man who had been throwing his bags in the back of the truck. They tried to do him under the Litter Act, and he successfully fought his case, and the case was dropped. So we're using that as a precedent now. So on last Monday, the council, we knew they were prepared to go in and use the injunction, which is very wide, wide span injunction.
This injunction from
that
2003.
That was used in 2003. Yeah. No interference with the bin truck, no interference with the bus, the bin men, etc. So we said that we'd challenge that. So four people in the area were prepared to get their names taken. They were the four people who stood and took the bags and put them in the back of the truck. All the community were around. And those four names were taken, and we're going to use this as a test case in the court to challenge the waste management injunction. Subsequently, I think then the Liberties yesterday, the council were back in again trying to attempt to use the injunction. So they're coming down heavy now to try and stop this as a strategy. So in most of the areas now, what I think most people are going to do pending this case, because we as a campaign don't want names being taken and people going to court and possibly jailed at this point in time, because there's only a small section of the community that's been affected by this. We want to take a test case for those four people. In the other areas, people are bagging their waste. They are consciously not putting letters into them, things like that. And we're going to put them into public places where they have to be collected. Because we won't accept our communities getting left in a mess. We want to clean up our areas and make sure that the bins are collected. And it is a fact, I've been up and down Brown this evening, that if any bags left in the estate, the council just leave them there to rot. They won't go into the estate, they leave them there for weeks on end if they have to. But once you bring them out to a public place,
then they're moved them from
they
there.
They're forced to move them. And what they do is put the red sticker on them, and that identifies them as the bags that have to be rummaged through for litter, or trying to find identification to associate that house with a bag, and then they send out litter fines. In Mount Brown, we're dealing with that at the moment. Where the tourist collection, no one knew what was happening. People hadn't got notification of where to buy their tags, even if they wanted to buy their tags. Old age pensioners hadn't received their waiver tags until the Friday, and the council came in quite heavy and left all the bags behind. Many people, obviously, they had a situation in Mount Brown, they bring all their bags to the front of the estate because it's just a small estate. What they've been there to collect is history, customer practice, they've done it for years. Many people couldn't find their bags, they couldn't even identify their own bags, so they bring them back into the house, so they had no other choice but to leave them there, and the litter wards went through them. We did a big clean up of the estate on the following week, left the bags out in Thursday morning, they were collected, but we left them out in the front of the James Street Hospital. And people have subsequently received their fines, so we're going to be appealing all of them at the moment, you know, on the basis of how the council approached in the first place.
The fines have been from this week or from last Thursday?
They were from the Thursday of the 24th. That's when the bags were collected. And even the Resident Association was asked the council, you know, to say to them, if you've made your points. We know now that we have to, if people want to put tags on to get collected, they will. Come out and clean the estate up, and they refuse to do so.
And what's happening with the trucks when bins are being thrown into the trucks? Were they staying in the estate, or...?
mostly now what they're doing is they, under the health and safety, and the bin trucks are moving off.
Right.
Once there's a group of people around the truck, they feel it's unsafe and they're moving out of the area.
Okay.
As far as we are aware, the bin men have been told to stay put, ring up the council officials, and they get the guards out to read the injunction and take names and all the procedure, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're dealing with it in different areas now. We're going to have to look at the situation in different areas, how we approach it. And the most likely one would be in a, put our bags out for the time being into public
place. And what are the numbers like, I mean, both at the collections and then at the meetings around the areas? Have you started holding a lot of public meetings again?
We started holding a lot of public meetings, particularly in the areas that, that are not being bad, bad areas as such. And they're probably areas that are probably the old parts of Dublin, not for the old age pensioners. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the inner city, the Liberties, all those areas. East Wall is probably the biggest area.
Right.
In the Dublin City area that are affected by the bad system, where there's a good mix of people. Even in Mount Brown now, you're talking about 200 houses. A quarter probably old age pensioners, would say. Another quarter probably rented accommodation, and then there'd be the old traditional community that would be there for a long time, linked in with the old age pensioners. We've had street meetings in Ballyfermot. They've been very good and cold nights, people turning up.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Down in Mount Brown, good meetings in East Wall and the Stony Batter area, we've been trying to organise people there. And then the Liberties area, obviously they've had meetings and they had a protest last week in March, last Thursday, in the area to highlight the issue. So there's things going on all the time, but it's not generally about the public because they are very isolated.
Okay,
You know, and that's particularly why the council are doing this. They don't want to get it pushed
just
out.
Pick
up
again, same as they did 2 years ago, just picking up specific areas.
Yeah, what they might try and do is just ignore an area now like East Wall. They might just not go into it.
Right.
And try and sort of put pressure on the community then to cave in and stop putting tags on. But we think that the strategy of cleaning up our estates and making sure our estates are not going to be rattled, which is one of the reasons why we have the motion down in the council and on public health, that we can take them out of the estates and put them in public places to be collected.
And then just to finish up this bit, the court case before Christmas about the polluter pays principle. So, I mean, what stage is that at? That was won in the High Court, was it?
That was won, by Judge Lindsay. She made the legal point that the council did not implement their own waste management plan, which was to give an incentive for people who recycled with a flat charge.
Right.
And 2001, 2002, they were the particular people that were only summoned for those 2 years. In those 2 years, there was absolutely no recycling facilities in relation to that. And even if people did try and put out their bags and try and go somewhere to recycle up to Ballymount or something like that, they still had to pay the same tax charge, and that was actually illegal.
Right.
From the point of view of the Waste Management Act.
So all the arrears that are now in doubt.
They're very much in doubt. We're saying that they're null and void now, because not only did she make that legal point on the specific case that was in front of her, she also passed that legal point on to the second person, but she didn't hear the case.
Right.
So as far as she's concerned, she doesn't want to hear an individual case. It's the legal point has been made.
Right.
Now, there have been 10 or 12 cases due up next, and it's called due for mention. They're due to go into the court for a date to be set. Those 10 cases made 3 attempts to go into the presence of the court and get them stopped because of the fact that the legal point has passed that legal point on to them. The council on all occasions have asked the president of the court to extend the time for more legal advice.
Right.
I don't know, they must be absolutely bombarded with legal advice now. That's probably why they're told they're losing, they don't know what to do. But there last Tuesday they asked for 2 weeks, so we're back in the court next Tuesday, the 8th of February, where our council began the argument that all cases be taken under that legal point of Judge Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
We think the only course of action that the council could take is up for judicial review.
Right.
The city manager at the last council meeting was trying to say that this legal point that Judge Lindsay has made, it means nothing. It's the previous case that we had, that we had lost against Samuel Wright.
Okay,
but that's the case at this point they're going on. But this is a lot of rubbish, you know, we have to make that quite clear. I have to come in a few times and say to the council, listen, this has huge ramifications. We have, this is a legal point, it's been proven, and the council cannot overturn that unless we go to a Supreme Court of judicial review, and that we'd be arguing to go back to Judge Lindsay again
before
she makes a decision, and then review her own legal point that she's made, and that's very doubtful, because she gave them about three chances to go to the Supreme Court.
And because this was under a waste management plan for the whole of Dublin, it's not just the City Council area, this covers Fingal, South Dublin.
It covers everywhere. It's a national issue. If when those cases are dropped, which I'd be confident, unless they have something up their sleeve and they can pull something out, they have huge implications all over the country. You know, we've been saying, obviously, that people who pay their charges can look for the money back, and I'm sure that people can go into small claims courts and look for the money back.
People have already paid as well as all the arrears for
exactly.
those 2 years.
Those 2001, 2002 would be just null and void. They can't go after people in the court. Now, what they can do is say that they won't pick up your bin because you haven't paid them.
Right.
But they can't threaten people with court.
For the arrears.
For the arrears, 2001, 2002. As soon as they get this better than such, we're going to go for 2003 and 2004.
And you have test cases ready to go on
that. Yeah, ready to go on that.
And how much is this costing the campaign? It must be costing loads to run this through the courts.
It was very good. There's all the costs to go with us with Robert Parrott case.
Right.
So that's sort of cleaned our slate to a certain degree. Because all our legal fees were going back to 2 years ago and all the cases going to the court.
Mm-hmm.
So all those cases, all those costs are paid for.
Oh, excellent. So you got all the money back that has been paid up today.
Yeah, so we're starting fresh again, and obviously we have to...
Is there much money there, but any more for it, or do we need to make more collections, or what?
We have about another 10 grand there to start it off.
Which is not the legal fees when you think of it.
We'll have to go to people again and say, well, listen, it's worth our while taking these cases.
Well,
if you
just save them, 250 quid each on our bin charges.
Another 10 euro off.
Yeah.
5,000 people would be okay.
All those small claims cases.
That's right.
We can get 50% of the bin tax campaign.
That's it.